Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Kesha, star of the show, Alice in Winterland. It's on sale now at Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets and all your info, go to RadioAlice.com. Please donate a toy at the concert or go to toysfortots.org for a drop-off location near you. That's a new unwrapped toy. And if you go to toysfortots.org, they actually will show you where the need is, too. They need certain ages, age groups, boy or girl. And they're really helpful. They're great, a great organization that does good work every year. And it's Tickets and Turkeys Week on Alice right now. You want to go to see the whole Alice in Winterland show? Be calling 97 right now. Corey's got the phones, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic, and we'll give you a Safeway gift card. We'll buy your turkey for you. Winnings all week, the rest, so today and tomorrow, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Before you hop in a text, Vaughn's Blue Room.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a, he is the spinning, the spinning the platters that matter.
Yeah. Host a party tonight at Blue Dream, 1300 7th Street in Oakland. Blue Room Comedy. It's his event. He puts it on and he spins, but the host is King Lang Bang, and he has four comedians there.
I love it. So go check out our Vaughn.
Yeah.
That is. I guess this is your day gig. That's your night gig?
One of them. He's got like five jobs.
It's neat that he's promoting his own events. Like,
and
that's
make
really
sure
cool.
You go say hi to him. If you go to the thing tonight, hit the DJ booth.
Our phone number is 800-400-3697. We get texts from you guys throughout most of the morning. And although I've only got 5 minutes before we peak, I'll try to get to some of these.
Oh, my God. We're going to peak for the week.
I 100% agree that pickles are not food. They are the single grossest thing that people eat. I once threw up immediately because I got a bite of pickle on my burger that I had failed to remove.
Oh,
I won't eat fries that have touched a pickle on the plate.
Oh.
I remove the pickle from the plate and wrap it in a napkin so as not to even have to see it.
You sound difficult. My God.
Bryn, it's called a whiskey and a pickleback.
Oh, a pickleback.
Yeah, that makes sense. Pickleback.
Oh, that'd be a good name for a band.
Pickleback?
Pickleback.
I like it. I don't know what the issue is with your daughter, Vinny, but I had lots of tummy troubles and potty trouble and went to a naturalist. They ran a bunch of blood tests and found at 36, I can no longer eat gluten.
Oh.
I stopped eating gluten and all my tummy troubles and even my eczema went away.
Wow. Jeez.
So that's celiacs, right?
Gluten is a tough thing to give up. It's
in everything. Right?
Although it is a lot easier these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who had celiacs a long time ago, everything that was made gluten-free stunk. And now there's actually decent bread and good pasta. And
yeah. Vinny, you win $1.
What do you have?
There is an illegal alien by Genesis in 1983. Give that guy a point.
Oh, is it the same song?
I don't know.
Is that the one? It's no fun being an illegal alien.
That's it. Yeah.
Something like that.
That's Genesis.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Totally different song.
I don't know if maybe they are the same song. Maybe Genesis did a cover of Sting's song.
Oh, well, it's I don't know. It seems like the Genesis one came out first.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Okay.
He does. He gets a point. I don't have $1. I'm sorry.
Being an illegal alien.
You know it.
No, you totally called it.
Oh,
Englishman in New York. You and your reverb.
I love it.
Clearly.
Vinny, you did break a record. The oldest living newlywed. LOL. Sorry I had to.
50 was a big year for you.
Vinny, I have to move now. Have a good one.
What
was that from? They're quoting me, but I don't even know when I said it.
Maybe they're going to move.
I laughed so hard at that.
Oh.
Oh, it was from beating you, that girl from upstairs.
Oh, yeah. My name is Luca. All right, I got to go. You have a black guy, and I don't want to know about it.
I can't protect you or call 911.
Well, you tell me I'm going to get beat up if I call for help.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just, I really do think if you think someone's getting beaten up on the regular, you should do something about it. Not move.
Or move.
I don't think you'd move either.
You used to play Luke on Alice back in the day. It's a great song, but heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
Thursday.
We
love
played
y'all.
It. I just didn't know it was about abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because we don't always pay attention.
I guess
if you're not listening to the
words. I'm
not
really a word person that I listen to songs.
I thought she was hitting, from the start of it, I thought she was hitting on him.
Oh.
I'm the girl upstairs. You don't even notice me.
Right.
Like she loves him.
Yes,
crushing
I think
on
you've
you.
Seen me before. You hear something.
I saw Mandalorian, and it's your typical Star Wars movie. Good story, great graphics.
Oh, they saw the whole thing, or they just saw the first episode?
Someone also texted they drop every Friday.
Oh, ooh. I'm excited.
Did you tell Hooman? You saw it?
Can you turn me
up? Yeah, sorry about that, Hooman.
I got to see the first three episodes last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's really compelling, especially seeing it on the big screen. It's really.
Oh, you saw it in a theater?
Yeah, they did a special.
Wow.
Super VIP.
Wow.
Well, you're pretty connected.
You should read the comments under the last post on Survivor's Facebook page. People are super mad, which is good. They should be.
Yeah.
Survivor was controversial last night,
Very.
And I didn't get to finish it.
Yeah, well, wait. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and you know what you have to say about it tomorrow after you've watched the
I'll
second half.
I'll finish it today for sure. I think
it was. You know what? I just felt so disappointed after it. I felt like that is shameful behavior.
We'll see. I'm gonna look, but I think you know. I
go back and watch that first hour a little because I know you. I know how you watch at 3 a.m. You skip through.
Well, I'm trying to. You know,
I know.
Dress and read.
You've got things to do. Oh, ow! Oh, this is me. Oh.
Mm.
Oh my God, Hooman!
Oh, thank you.
Peepo.
Woo! Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my.
Everyone. Oh,
let's,
sorry.
Let's peek for the week, guys.
Hey, Corey, just so you, those of you who are wondering, is at 930 followers on Instagram.
It's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. You're, Bagel
you could break a 1,000 today. Come on, Alice, listeners.
I think we're going to break a 1,000 today. Mr.
You'll
Bagel 44.
Incredible shots
right now.
Of his clock and his odometer. As there's, they are turning numbers,
there's
it's
a
amazing.
Finale. There's a finale
no,
to that series
oh, you're
coming.
Kidding
coming
me.
Tonight.
Well, yeah.
So, yes.
I certainly hope you'll be able
I am
to capture
super,
that.
Super, super close.
Corey
to
will
a really,
stop
to the last.
If Corey hits 1,000 followers today, he will never post another odometer
That's,
again.
That is a promise. If I hit 1,000 today, I promise no more odometer.
What if you hit
pics.
It before you put the odometer picture up? The,
then
you know.
I'll put it on Facebook.
Oh.
No, I like that. I actually think that's
yeah.
very cute.
It's a little series.
It's
a series.
It's MRBAGEL 44, Mr. Bagel 44. All right, everyone, here's your review of Ford versus Ferrari. It's Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, big stars in this.
Big
I haven't
stars.
Really heard about this at all.
Yeah.
So this you film will. Is about Carol Shelby. I'm
I sure think you- that means yeah. you don't watch sports because everyone who watches ESPN has seen the ads for it a million times.
Oh,
this
really?
Is
that what it's being advertised?
Yeah. Ding,
yeah.
ding.
This is the first I'm hearing of it is today.
Yeah.
So this is about Carol Shelby and a race car driver named Ken Miles and how they had to battle corporate America and build this revolutionary car so that they could challenge Ferrari in this 24-hour Le Mans race in 1966.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, Corey.
Yes, Hooman.
Will this be another Best Actor nomination for Christian Bale?
I knew. Somehow I knew you were going to ask about that. Ooh, that's a good quote. I didn't mean to step on that. Sorry, Brent. I think yes. I think Christian Bale just rips it up. I think he's a great actor, and he's one of those people that is so watchable on screen and whatever role he does, he just becomes that character, and he's great in this role.
He's actually an actor, yeah. as opposed yeah. to Charlie Sheen yeah. the whole time.
Yeah, right. yeah.
So
what about
I
Matt
agree.
Damon?
Totally, totally. Matt Damon's great too. I think this is a really watchable movie. I think that the actors are fun to watch. It's two people doing what they love to do in a story that's fun to watch. It's a terrific
Corey.
Character study of two men. In this sort of underdog story that's kind of humorously an underdog story about the Ford Motor Company.
Yeah. It's such a strange.
Yeah.
So, you know, Did you like care about cars before seeing this film? Like when you were when mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, we'll review," like were you in your mind going, "Oh boy, this like I." And then, like, how did you feel after seeing
it? Great question. I don't identify myself as a car nut kind of people. Like, there are some real kind of gearheads that are rebuilding cars in their garages and stuff. I appreciate a good car. I like knowing all the things that go into it. What I like more, I think, than cars is I just like people that are passionate about a thing. And that's what this movie is about. It's about people that have a true drive and a passion for that thing, of what that is. And when you see their passion for it, it sort of absorbs you and you get excited and you want them to succeed in doing this thing that they're doing, which is a relatively impossible thing because they're trying to build a Ford that can go faster than a Ferrari.
Yeah. Do they show Ferrari's point of view on this?
They do. Yes. They do. They go to Ferrari, like Henry Ford is represented in this movie. Huh. And the Italians are very funny. I really like the Italian story.
Before
c'è una storia italiana che tutte le persone italiane vogliono molto.
So, before they challenged Ferrari, Ford tried to buy Ferrari, and there's a whole sequence of that going down. Yeah. So, this is a James Mangold movie.
Yes.
So, how did he do? Like showing a Ferrari type person versus a Ford type person.
That's a good question. I mean, I think that there's no denying the people that are car fans that Ferrari is just a sexier car, right? Yes. Like a Ferrari.
Ford is just not sexy.
It's not sexy, right? No. And so what you kind of get is you get sort of the shape of the Ferrari versus like the muscle car that is a Ford and sort of sets the vector for what a Mustang ultimately becomes, kind of like a prototypical American car versus what an Italian sports car is. Right.
All right. Well, listen, to sum it all up, let me just say this. This film is so engaging, even though, you know, Christian Bale seems crazy on the set.
What is it with you?
That's it?
He's a jerk.
I just can't believe how good he is. Like, you just forget Matt Damon's in this film.
Because
Christian Bale is just...
I love Matt Damon.
I know you love Matt Damon, but... I don't know. Like, Christian Bale, he steals the movie. He's going
to... here's the thing. You shouldn't walk through the background while an actor is doing their thing. Don't walk... Da, 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 don't walk through the background or Christian Bale! It is distracting. Listen, I'm on his side in that argument.
You are?
Yeah. Da, 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 da. I mean, come on. They're just walking around. He's trying to do his job.
It was for that Terminator movie that you didn't like.
I hated that movie.
All right.
So let me just sum it up by saying...
Oh, hold on. I didn't finish.
Finish up.
The film does a great job capturing this kind of difficult, intense race. I mean, for those of you who don't know, this 24-hour race still happens to this day. I'm going to give it 4.25 Persian Rugs.
4.25.
Oh, you loved it.
I did.
Yeah. Is this out of 5? I forget.
Yeah, it's
good. All right. Io penso che questo film sta molto bene. I think that... I want to kind of sum it all up. I feel like Ford versus Ferrari is a boys' movie. It's a movie about boys and their toys. There's really, if I have one criticism of this film, is that there is really no female perspective in this film. It would fail the Bechdel test 100%. It's got you know, men and their passions and that sort of thing. So with that said, it's a delightful experience when you go in understanding what that's all about. It's got surprising things. You learn about the history of this kind of competition and the sorts of things that they have to go through in the era before, you know, it's like Apollo 11, like before there was computers to really figure out certain things where you just have to feel the car doing what a car does. And the overall experience is emotional, is funny, is exciting.
What do you
mean? And I give it 3.25 bagels. I still think there's things that it leaves kind of on the table that I would want more. So I would smear those bagels with like 7,000 RPMs.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. All right, everyone.
Like an axle grease finish. Yeah.
Here's your review of The Kingmaker. This is a documentary that's coming to Showtime in December, and it's about Imelda Marcos, who she was and who she is today. Corey, when you heard about this movie, when I said, hey, let's review this film. Did you know anything more about Imelda Marcos besides the fact that she was the first lady of the Philippines and that she had 3,000 shoes?
I knew very little about Imelda Marcos other than that she was the first lady of the Philippines and that she had how many shoes?
3,000.
3,000 shoes.
I knew about the shoes. I actually don't know if I could have pulled out where she was the first lady of.
So you saw the doc.
Yeah.
What do you think of her now? Can you describe her?
Yeah. it's a great documentary. So The Kingmaker is a documentary about Imelda Marcos, who is the godfather of the Philippines. I mean, she's a mob boss. She's tough. She is crafty. She is rich.
She assassinates people.
She is influential.
and she's
an interesting character to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they used all real footage for this?
It's a documentary. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the best way to kind of describe this film is Corey and I are going to go back and forth on our favorite moments in the movie, the kind of the most bizarre moments. We'll each do two or three. So when I'll start. When Imelda goes to visit kids with cancer, she makes it rain. She just hands out $100 bills. She doesn't sit with any kid. She doesn't talk with any kid.
No.
She doesn't hug any child. No. She doesn't even touch the child.
She just throws money at them and runs away.
That's
her hands crowd up
and she just hands them out.
Yeah, yeah. She just literally is making it rain. Yeah. In a cancer hospital.
Yeah.
Are we at a strip joint? No.
Yeah. I like the part where she where she basically goes around the world and like, you know, she's sort of like on the world tour with her husband while they're in power in the Philippines. And she's like buddies with Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, George Bush, you know, like all the great leaders of the world, you know, and like really close with all of those.
Yeah. And when she along those lines, when she says, you know, this person could vouch for me, if you ask Saddam Hussein what he thought about. Like, it's always the worst people, the worst leaders
and
of the world.
This guy says I'm great.
this guy says I'm amazing.
What did you like?
The best line in this movie is, it's on the poster, and she says it over and over again. She keeps saying the truth doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is perception. And this goes to show, like, Imelda only cares about things if she gets credit for them if they benefit her. She'll never do the right thing unless the cameras are on her, unless, like, it's going to profit her. She'll never do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Never.
Yeah. I like the part where there's all these interviews where she's sitting in the most opulent room with these framed, you can tell, like, priceless paintings behind her. And then about midway through the movie, there's a situation where they're questioning her value and where she got the money. And then when they cut to the next interview, it's the exact same room, but there's just, like, posters hanging on the wall. Like, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to those paintings. Where, like, all of a sudden the art just changes to, like beautiful, scenic Edmonton or whatever. It's just, like... Like,
oh my
hanging
God.
Up, yeah.
As in they sold those things off?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they had
or
to hide them.
Or hiding them from, you know, from the auditors or whatever because, like, the people get upset that, like, how come you're so rich still kind of thing?
Yeah.
And, like, the Philippines is very
So she's morally and spiritually bankrupt and essentially she's despicable is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
She buys buildings, like, skyscrapers in New York City. Like, they're just hiding the Filipino money all over the world. So it's a really interesting.
And from the Filipinos.
Yeah, it's an interesting documentary about power, about excess.
Yeah.
And about a person that we probably don't know enough about.
And throughout the film, you know, with all of her opulence, you just see one village after another in complete poverty, in complete sickness. Like over and over, you're like, I just don't know how somebody could live with themselves.
And if you're following Filipino politics, there's some interesting current parallels to, say, America.
Oh, so
just saying. Yeah.
So, sum it all up. Let me just say, if you're Filipino or if you love the Filipino culture, this is a must-see. The film does hold your attention. For me, I walked away from this movie thinking, I hope the Marcos family never gains power in the Philippines again. I'm gonna give it 3.5 Persians.
Okay, I'll just sum it up briefly, saying I think it's a great documentary. A little slow in parts. That's just to my taste, but I think it's an interesting story about an interesting character. I'll give it 4 bagels, smeared with.
Very generous today.
I know. Well, that's a little above the Ford Ferrari.
Oh, that's right. You did.
That was 3.25.
Sorry,
yeah,
right.
This is a 4,
I thought you were
a four bagel
guy. Sorry.
A 4 bagel. What's a delicious Filipino, you know, topping?
What's that?
Cigarettes, I think.
With some
lumpia.
What? Lumpia. With some lumpia. With a little lumpia finish.
Is that where all the little 3-year-olds are smoking cigarettes?
Come on.
No, that might be Vietnam. Is that Vietnam?
Are there any good bagels in San Francisco?
Probably Vietnam. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Can we talk about bagels for a second? Any good bagels in San Francisco?
Like, are there bagel places?
Yeah. Anybody like any bagels? Yeah.
I only know Noah's Bagel.
Noah's, yeah. Right.
I buy them at the Safeway.
There's a place that opened in my neighborhood. I haven't been there yet, but it's got like each bagel is like $3.50.
You gonna spend it?
I mean, $3.50 bagel? You got to try that. Your name is Mr. Bagel.
Quick update on Mr. Bagel 44. Yeah. He's at 954 followers.
We're getting there, people.
44. Come on, people. Follow. Real quickly, happy birthday, Rachel. It's Rachel's birthday.
Yay.
Where's Rachel?
And hi, Aaron.
And can we promote the Napa Valley Film Festival? It's this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And I saw the Ford Ferrari movie there. It was so cool, so fun. So if you're in the area or just want to go to Napa, there's food and wine and great movies. So go up to Napa Valley.
And can I just say the name of the Imelda Marcos movie is The Kingmaker.
Correct.
And it's on Showtime.
Showtime, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, wow, you guys.
That
what
was a
lot.
That we did so many things.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, we talked about The Mandalorian.
Sure.
About The Kingmaker. Just a little bit. He did. Yeah. And, of course, Bats Improv, improv.org.
Bats Improv.
Great stuff going on all weekend.
Great night out, and we'll not bust the budget either. That's
no.
Fun, wonderful, different
good,
every time.
Fun time. Great to see you all.
Pullman, amazing to see
you. Oh, thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Guys,
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's some stuff going on in the world right now. You know, just look around you, count your blessings, and there'll be a ton of news about it, I'm sure, as the day goes on. It's never good news to hear. But there's a lot of good in the world, too. Try to look for that, because sometimes it's really easy to... I get depressed.
Side,
like, you know, I watch the news or just, you know, see what's going on in the world and just...
I think you said it best that time when you said, if you're breathing, you're wealthy.
No, that was somebody you know.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you said it.
No, I didn't say that.
I thought you said it.
Yeah, I thought Vinny said it.
Wait.
Vinny
I never said it.
No, you
you're
said
the
it.
Wise
you're the one who said it.
I thought you said it.
Anyway, the point is, if you're breathing, you're wealthy.
Thank you.
If you start there, then life is pretty darn good.
Look around, count your blessings. Then make sure the people in your life know how much you care about them and love them.
And just for the record, not that everybody's following my life dramas, but my kid is out of the hospital or the
Has she had some pancakes?
She wants pirate booty.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a snack food.
Trader Joe's, usually, like popcorn.
That's what she wants.
It's sort of like popcorn. It's like that shape, but it's like that squeezed out puff.
It's like a Cheeto texture.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who's wished us well, and hopefully, it doesn't look like they've come to any for sure conclusion, but we'll
see.
They
took a peek up there so that they're, they got to check that out.
And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
The bottom.
Bottom.
Yep. Exactly. Hey, you guys, next time I see you, it's going to be Friday.
Yeah, man.
Have a great day. We'll see you then.
Sarah, and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.